Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Sometimes it's sports, sometimes it's not. Whatever it is, Reggie and John are keeping it real. It's In the Loop's Lunchtime Confessions, brought to you by Sagamore Spirit Rye Whiskey.
These are my confessions.
All right, talk about keeping it real. Now, hear me out.
Okay. All right, people say that. Keeping it real, about to go wrong.
Hear me out. I'm all for, 100% for, the blue alerts that you get on your phone.
Uh-oh. Blue alerts? Wait, hold on.
Did your phone go off at 4:50 this morning?
I cut mine off years ago. So I don't get any Amber alerts or any type of alerts.
Did your phone go off at 4:50 this morning?
If it did, I didn't know.
A lot of people's phones went off.
I sleep heavy, man.
Loud.
I sleep heavy.
I do too, but loud. I'm all for it. But Memphis, Texas, there was a blue alert.
Where is Memphis, Texas?
Well, I looked it up. It's an 8-hour drive from Houston. Can't we just make it like a 100-mile radius or something? I mean, you got to have the blue alert.
Oh, it's up in the panhandle.
It's up by Amarillo. Amarillo by morning is literal from Houston. I mean, it's literal. I'm like, I'm not anti-amber alert, blue alert, whatever alert. But, dude, keep it a 100-mile radius. I got to get my sleep.
I am also not anti the alert. I just question how its efficacy. I question how effective it's ultimately going to be.
I mean, what was the alert? Like, somebody just missing? Or it was
some
like a
dude
killer?
Was on the run that hurt a cop. Now, obviously, we are...
Oh, that's the blue alert. Gotcha. Okay. Because the amber is children.
Yeah. Yes.
The silver is for an old person.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
I gotcha.
But... am I supposed to go to my front porch and say, hey, Seth, are you out here? I think his name was Seth. I'll double check.
Oh, good.
I mean, like, I'm 8-hour drive away from it, man. I mean, a compromise, 100-mile radius.
People in that area, Memphis,
Texas.
People in that area definitely should have got that alert.
Yeah.
Because that's a little bit scary, especially if you in that area.
Yeah.
His name was Seth. Yeah, Seth. Hey, are you out here? Okay, I'm going. You're not. I'm going back
to
bed.
Not Payne. I just want to make that abundant. No, we are not Payne. Talking about Seth Payne.
Yeah. Or unless you got some type of tip that he was in Houston or something.
How? It happened at 4:50 in the morning.
Did he get to Houston?
Did he morph his way into Houston?
I don't know, man.
Seth Altman. Be on the lookout, by the way. I don't know if they caught him yet. But, Memphis, Texas. Up by Amarillo. In the panhandle.
I mean, I appreciate the alert system. It's good to be able to get alerts, especially in a day and age where not everybody's, tapped into the same things. What everybody seems to have is a phone.
Yeah.
So I get it. I always just wonder, like, how many people are, like, internalizing that information? Because I know for me, like, oh, well, here's the license plate. I'm never going to remember that license plate. And I'm also not checking license plates as I'm driving and, like, running them on the mental bank of, oh, that's...
Yeah, I don't even remember my own damn license plate. So I know I ain't remembering nobody else's.
And maybe you go to the description of the car or whatever, but yeah.
I'm looking at some of the comments on here. Hey, Seth, why can't you act right? You got to wake up the whole damn state.
Hey, he was probably up around that time, too.
Yeah, our Seth, you mean?
Getting ready for Payne and Pendergast.
I'm just saying.
So we had two guys named Seth that was up around that time.
Correlation?
Is that what you're doing? I don't know what you're doing. I mean, he did say he got hit on the head and has like bruised root. What was he doing?
Yeah.
I don't know. This story is starting. You know what?
Uh-oh. Watch this.
Yeah, we might need to check on him.
Yeah.
See what he's up to. But here, my confession actually is Seth related. In fact, it's Seth and Sean related. I feel like we probably need to have medical professionals on call during the morning show. Because it sounds like Seth has had himself a rough week.
It's been a rough week for Seth.
Like one or two head injuries.
Well, it was at Chipotle. He got turned into a bloody mess.
Yeah, he got hit by like one of those barrier arms walking out of a parking garage.
Yeah.
And then I think last night it just sounded like he had a hell of a time. He fell out and passed out a couple times.
Thinks he broke a rib.
Dehydration.
Well, you've seen him walking around here. He looks like Fred Sanford.
Walking is generous.
Yeah.
He is almost hobbling around.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add on top of that something that I don't think the listener knows anything about, which is Sean. I don't know if he could hear. Because every time Lopez steps into the position where they both happen to broadcast from, when he plugs in his headphones, it sounds like a rock concert just started.
Dude, it's bad.
Yeah. And I'm like, yo, are our guys in the morning okay?
Sean is deaf.
Yeah.
Sean is deaf. And I happened to be leaning down where my headphones were when I plugged it in, and it went, wow! I was like screaming into my ear.
Like, I never have wondered if an independent neurologist would have been needed in radio.
Yeah.
But today's the day where I'm like, hey, we need to check.
We need a house nurse.
Yeah, we need somebody that's like, somebody that outside of the room that's not just going to listen to Seth go, say, I'm okay, but like, hey, we are seeing signs that you might need some help today. because that's how I was feeling today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com. Watch this.
These are my confessions. So yesterday I was watching Thursday Night Football, and it was a pretty good game, man. Like, this was probably one of the best Thursday night football games in quite some time, I guess.
Mm-hmm. It was a delight.
Great game.
Yeah, great game. As much as I was impressed by the way Atlanta made that pass and spiked the ball in record time,
mm-hmm.
I was kind of hoping they missed that field goal, man. this is why. I was sleepy, man. I ain't want no overtime. I was standing up waiting for the game to be over. So I could go to bed.
Oh, you were already halfway out the room.
I was ready, man. I had my hands on my hip, right in front of the TV.
Ready to walk.
Yep, remote in my hand. So as soon as you missed that field goal, cool.
I'm glad you brought this up, because I was thinking, I actually told my wife this morning, you know, they ruined my sleep pattern. They ruined my sleep pattern last night. Because she went to bed. She was out.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was
out. Yeah. I was sitting there. I'm like, you know what? I don't care how the game ends. Like, I enjoy what I've seen so far. So I don't give a damn. Like, these teams don't matter to me.
Right.
Yeah.
So by the time I did get to the bed, I looked. I seen they had like a game winning drive, like a bit time play. So I'm like, I could have.
Yeah, you wouldn't have had to stay up that much longer, but you didn't know for certain. And the way that game had played out, there was no guarantees that a touchdown would have come through after in the second half and further. So, I think you played it fair. Watch this.
These are my confessions. We're going to have a college football segment later, but one thing you can know, College Game Day. Cal Berkeley for the first time ever.
Yeah.
They're going to be at Cal Berkeley, and usually this is a common argument on social media. Okay, who's going to be the guest picker? Who's going to be the guest picker? There is only one choice. There is on, and it ain't Aaron Rodgers who went to Cal. There is only one choice.
Across the field.
That's one of the more ridiculous things I've ever seen.
It's Marshawn Lynch, not Desmond Bishop. Two number 10s on this Cal team.
Marshawn Lynch cruising across the field after a big win in that cart.
They can cuss on ESPN, right? So
They have. I don't know if they can, but they have.
I mean, Pat McAfee be doing it all the time. They can cuss on ESPN.
On game day?
Not on game day. I know that's a standards thing, but they'll let them do it.
Yeah. Well, in the when they were here, I think an F-bomb got dropped.
Heck, Nick Saban cursed already this season. They'll cuss on the TV.
But it's got to be Marshawn.
Oh, yeah.
It's got to be Marshawn.
And it will be Marshawn. They've already announced that it's Marshawn.
It's got to be Marshawn. He's actually on the screens right now.
They're getting him ready. I feel like McAfee, knowing that they're gonna have that conversation, they're gonna talk tomorrow. He's like, hey, you want to do the show as well? Which is smart booking.
Yes, it is. Watch this.
These are my confessions. I don't ever want to hear Al Michaels or Kirk Herbstreit talk about the Swag Surf ever again.
The Swag Surf
ever again. And now the game Thursday night was in Atlanta. And Atlanta is a very particular cultural phenomenon, and they were swag surfing, and they was actually swag surfing well.
No, it looked fun.
It looked like it was for the most part, it looked like a delight in the stands.
So you don't want Al Michaels commenting on that?
No, I do not. And it was, and it's not because they're white, but it was because the way that they handled it. Kirk Herbstreit's like, yeah, you've seen this in college football, as if to say that college football started this, and I was like, oh no, baby, we're not doing that. Like, I feel like we need to appreciate the fact that. like, no, Atlanta has been swag surfing for a very long time, friends. Like, this isn't just them swagger jacking off of college football.
They made it look so fun, man. Like, mm-hmm. I got to thinking about this, too, when I seen that, because we've been having conversations about people at the Astros game doing mm-hmm. the wave.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of people, some people like it, some people don't. Mm-hmm. And we get into arguments about that. I was thinking, like, dang, it would be cool if we could swag surf at the Astros game, but I don't know if that would look right. I don't think it hit the same as Atlanta doing it.
I don't know. What do you think?
What, Houston swag surf?
Yeah. If the, so the takeaway, the wave from the Astros game, which happens every game, start doing swag surfing. But I don't think it would look. I don't think it would hit the same.
Atlanta. It's got to have that feel of the place there.
Yeah, I think a lot of people probably not even familiar with the song like that. But just being in Atlanta,
I think at this point people have gotten know it. But I mean, Kirk Herbstreit knows it now.
Yeah, but just being in Atlanta,
Al Michaels.
Yeah, but just being in Atlanta, knowing that there's something to that.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think it won't hit as much here.
What do we think about this, especially on a repping H-Town Sunday? Wesley on the YouTube says you got to do the South Side.
I think that's a must. I think that should be Houston swag surf.
All right, I like what we're doing here. You want to connect me up with Hannah? We can get this set up. Yeah,
it should be halftime, and you know when they score or something, they should play Lil Kiki South Side.
Exactly. I like what we're doing there. I think we're figuring some things out.
I saw B. Scott doing that the other day.
Really?
Yeah.
He's good.
He's good at it. Yeah, that's why I said that.
So we saw the video. We actually talked about the new H-Town Blue video mm-hmm. that Houston Texans released with Bruce Matthews. And I gotta admit, man, I gotta confess, I took pride in trolling a little bit because I actually retweeted, said, "Wow, Titans legend is narrating this."
Yeah.
And I wasn't trying to go after anybody from Houston or nothing like that. Like, I know the history.
Oh, I responded to your tweet.
Good bait.
Yeah,
good bait.
I know.
Did you catch any fish?
No, that's the one thing I like about this troll, that you had some of the old heads that was like, "Oh, you're too young. You don't know about that."
I knew what you were doing.
Yeah, but I was really doing this because a lot of Tennessee fans mm-hmm. yeah. just feel like, hey, this is our history, which I guess technically it is.
I mean, the franchise, but no, it's Houston's.
Yeah. Exactly. So I'm like, wow, somebody from the Titans is narrating a Houston Texans yeah. video? Yeah. Wow. That's where I was going with it, but I kind of take pride of people trying to school me, trying to say, "Oh, he's too young to know about." Like, no kidding. No kidding. I had no idea Bruce Matthews played for the Houston Oilers. Really? Wow. I thought he played for the Titans.
I saw you working. I knew what you were doing.
Yeah. I take pride in that sometimes.
All right. Another successful Lunchtime Confessions here in the Loop Sports Radio 610. Man, excited. Excited for our eventual South Side. Somebody said from the 346, North Side don't do the South Side. Come on. Why y'all being difficult, man?
What do y'all do? What do the North Side do?
I have no idea.
I don't know. I'm not from there.
Whatever they do, they should do it there.
I mean, all right. I shouldn't have said it like that. I got love from the North Side, but I am also I'm very much not from there. But yeah, it's in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's talk a little bit about college football. Or maybe this weekend that won't be. In college football. Does that make sense?
That makes sense.
We'll talk about it next.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com